Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, November 13th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. The morning show is sponsored in part by Redtail Air Connections. They offer weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Well, Bill, we were hyping it up all last week. Championship weekend over the weekend.
Man, and what a weekend it was, too.
Yeah, yep.
Brought home a beautiful gold trophy and have a really, really nice silver trophy.
Yep.
Great weekend. You start the season knowing that there's only a handful of teams that are able to play the last day of the year.
Yeah.
And to have the two teams that we cover play in championship games, that was quite a day.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, the San Juan Broncos getting the win, and was that 37 straight wins?
Yeah.
Just dominating. It was really interesting and fun game. You know, it was the first time really all year that they've been challenged, you know, into the second half.
Yeah.
And so that was a great game, South Summit game then, but the Broncos, man, pulled it out. No play bigger, I think, than Parker Snyder grabbing an interception, taking it down to the 5-yard line with 1 second before the end of the first half, and then
South Summit had driven the length of the field and was in pretty good field position to score a touchdown and go into the locker room at halftime with, you know, cut that lead down to one touchdown.
Yeah,
and Parker intercepted that pass, raced 75 yards, got to the 5-yard line, 1 second left in the half, and they complete a touchdown on that last play with no time on the clock, and all of a sudden what looked like it could be a 1-score game was a 3-score game. And
yeah. And they battled back a bit too, you know, but yeah, pretty incredible win for the Broncos. Yeah, and the Buckaroos, you know, of course you and I called that game, had opportunities there in the championship game, you know, cut it to 1 score a couple times, but the Rebels just kept pouring it on, and Rich got the 35-20 win.
Just a game of inches, and, you know, just small plays add up, and there were about 7 or 8 plays that were really the difference in that game.
Yeah.
And those are plays that were really quite close, but, you know, incredible catches. Monticello had some fourth down conversions that didn't go their way, and Rich had some fourth down conversions that went their way.
Yeah.
But anyway, pretty great win for Rich and a great effort for the Buckaroos. But
And you know, in our listening area too, you know, there weren't games that we were covering live, but you know, the Dove Creek Lady Bulldogs over the weekend at state volleyball made it back in the second chance all the way to the semifinals, had a 4-2 record. So great weekend for them. Of course, Mancos, the number one seed in the Colorado 8-player state tournament, they got a win. And so they are on to the semifinals. And they were set to almost face the Dove Creek Bulldogs football team in the semifinals for a second year in a row. But that was not to be. And as Dove Creek got beat, so Mancos, the last fall sports team
the
active in our area.
Last team standing.
Yeah.
Man, we just catch our breath for 2 seconds and then dive right back in. Rhett Sifford, the voice of the Broncos, is traveling to basketball games this weekend. We need a frequent flyer. Well, maybe one of the gas stations in Salina ought to have a Rhett Sifford deal, because he drops in about every week, it seems.
Redtail Air Connections, those games were in Salt Lake City. Unfortunately, these games are in Monroe and Kanab and Duchesne.
Yeah, I mean, their football schedule, San Juan played on the Wasatch Front, I think, 4 times this year in the football season. So, man, Redtail missed an opportunity there.
Yep. Yeah, or Rhett missed an opportunity, I guess.
You know, that Redtail flight is really cool because you go through TSA in Moab, and then you're in TSA. You don't need to recheck. You don't need to go through security again. So it's really a very convenient connection if you're continuing to fly, or it's a great connection because you're right in downtown Salt Lake, you know, right there at the airport.
Yeah, pretty neat. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll get into some local news, regional news, really, as the Bureau of Land Management is seeking public comment on a plan for the eight Gunnison sage-grouse populations on public lands in southwest Colorado and southeastern Utah. That's, of course, part of our Red Rock listening area. Of course, Gunnison sage-grouse, they're federally protected species, distinct from the greater sage-grouse. The Gunnison sage-grouse only inhabit these parts of Colorado, Utah, and the planning effort is different from the BLM's greater sage-grouse planning effort. To develop the draft plan, the BLM evaluated 11 existing land uses plans to identify management actions with potential impact to Gunnison sage-grouse population and habitat. The draft details five alternative management approaches for addressing the habitat and conservation need of the species in balance with many other resources and activities that the BLM manages. So with that public feedback during the comment period is critical, says BLM Colorado State Director Doug Vilsack. He says in that public comment is critical in shaping their management that benefits the public species, threatened species. Public input on the draft will help them finalize an approach that will allow for the Gunnison sage-grouse population to recover and perhaps be removed from the Endangered Species Act listing. So that draft plan is available now. 90-day comment period ends on February 6 in 2024. So you can take a look at that and provide your comments.
Yeah, I looked at that a little bit. They have five possible recommendations that they're going to consider. And this is an issue that flares up every few years. Gunnison sage-grouse, it's been several years since they've had any announcements or development in this plan, but it hasn't gone away. It looks like it's coming again. Of course, as you could imagine, the Gunnison area is the main home of the larger Gunnison sage-grouse population, but there are smaller populations here and there, and including a little bit here in San Juan County. There's just a handful of birds, literally. Well, I guess you'd have to can't. You'd have to have a huge hand to have a literally, but yeah, they less than 50 birds in San Juan County, Utah, and they're afforded protection under the Endangered Species Act, and so there could be some impacts in public lands close to home here in San Juan County and significantly across the area.
Yeah, so definitely, if you're involved in public lands. Again, it mentioned those multiple use, that they're keeping in mind all the other activities the BLM manages on those lands, including recreation, livestock grazing, wildland and prescribed fire, energy and mineral production. So, all those are part of that, their management process. So they're also looking at, protecting this Gunnison sage-grouse. So definitely you can take a look at that plan and provide comments, those alternatives. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? That's a word from sponsor Energy Fuels. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Official ballot for the town of Bluff, Utah, Jennifer Davila, Britt Hornsby, Gary Lichtenstein, Wes Shook.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, November 13th, 2023, 9:20 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle with Bill Boyle. And a quick word from sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Once again, it's the morning show on 92.7. Taking a look in the Red Rock listening area, it's happened 2 years now 3 years in a row that Arches will implement a pilot vehicle reservation system with timed entry in 2024. Arches National Park will have reservations that you can visit the park at different times, April 1st through October 31st, and you'll be able to start reserving those starting January 2nd. Of 2024. Superintendent Brendan Bray said in a comment that they received many positive comments from people who enjoyed the guaranteed arrival time and reduced congestion they experienced during the 2023 vehicle reservation pilot. So the repeat program in 2024 will help them learn more about how the system can provide visitors with opportunities for enjoyable experiences while protecting the extraordinary landscapes that they come to see. So program parameters will be the same as the 2023 pilot, meaning visitors can book reservations on a first-come, first-served basis through recreation.gov beginning at 8 a.m. on January 2nd, 2024, and reservations will be released 3 months in advance in monthly blocks. So again, on January 2nd, you'll be able to start reservations for the month of April. In February, you'll be able to start reservations for the month of May. February 1 opens the entire month of May, and so on throughout the rest of the year. Those timed entry tickets will allow entrance during a one-hour specified window of availability between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. Of course, after you enter, you can re-enter throughout the remainder of the day. You can stay for the remainder of the day, and ticket holders may exit and re-enter the park on the same day with a correctly validated ticket. There's also a $2 fee to book that reservation. That's all part of that timed pilot program. Again, it's back for 2024.
Yeah, it's remarkable that that's necessary, but apparently it is. I remember about, it was less than 30 years ago, the entrance to Arches was right there at the park, and they moved and created this new entrance, and when they did that, it added a full quarter of a mile off the highway rather than just being dumped right off the highway at the park entrance, that full quarter mile. But they stated at the time they'd never have to worry about traffic backup again. And it just took 25 years before, on a busy morning in the tourist season, it was backed way back up into the highway again. It's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, it's been, you know, so busy, and seems like that this has reduced congestion, you know, getting into the park. You know, I'm sure there's still, you know, similar amount of visitors, but not everyone arriving at the same time.
Yeah.
In the morning. So
yeah, it's about 11 o'clock in the morning. That line would be forever, you know. Okay, a visitor comes, sleep in a little bit, they're on vacation. Let's go get some breakfast. Let's go out to the park. Everybody in town has the same idea. So it spread it out a little bit and hasn't had a significant impact on total visitation numbers. Again, this is during the high season, which is 8 months of the year. But so you can make a reservation in January, but you don't need a reservation for a couple months.
Yeah. Yep. April through October is when you need to have the reservation. So, yeah, you can visit now without a reservation. And yeah.
7 months of the year, you have to have a reservation.
Yeah. So,
and that's until 4 o'clock. Anyway, there's
yeah, until, let me look up the exact time. Yeah, those reservations are until full, or until four. You don't get an early reservation, a limited number of additional tickets are released at 7 p.m. each day at the park for visits the following day. Those must also be booked online. So, you know, it does work out a little bit, you know, for those folks that, you know, get to Moab and don't realize about this pilot program. But again, a couple years in now, people that return visit in that busy time probably have an idea that they need to book those reservations in advance. But anyways, regardless, that's we'll look forward to seeing how that goes. But yeah, it's something that the Park Service is seems to be pleased with the results and continues to they're continuing to call it a pilot vehicle registration system with timed entry. You know, so I don't think that it's necessarily set in stone. This is the policy moving forward, but it's certainly, you know, this is the third year in a row that they're doing this sort of system. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, you know, you start a radio station, for whatever reason, you start getting these emails, different studies. Some of them, well, almost.
These are good ones.
Yeah.
All right. Bill's got
some studies for us.
These are from Wallet Hub. The most overweight and obese states in the United States of America. Oh, man, you don't want to be on the top of that list. So let's go to the bottom of the list. The 50th least obese and overweight state in the union is Colorado. And the one right behind it, just a little bit obeser, is Utah. So Colorado and Utah are the two least obese and overweight states in the United States of America. So celebrate and go out and get
a celery stick
and enjoy that celery stick. Hmm. No, but that's pretty interesting. We get all these reports, and, you know, quite often, Arizona's 26th and Colorado's 28th. Anyway, they don't mean too much, but when you're on the top or the bottom of the list, okay, we'll mention that. So the least obese and overweight states in the union are first Colorado and second Utah. Coming in the other four corner state, oh man, I'm getting up to where you don't want to be. 17th, so that'd be the 33rd most obese. If you're looking at the most obese, New Mexico comes in at 17th. So just 16 states with more obesity and overweight than New Mexico. And Arizona is the 40th. So they're closer to the thin side of the thing. So anyway, they look at a variety of factors, health consequences, actual obesity and overweight, food and fitness. And Colorado did great in just about every measure. Utah did really good. Were they not so good as food and fitness? I don't know why, it's quality of food, but anyway, so that's Wallet Hub's study on the most overweight and obese states in America.
I'm glad the great scientist at what's the public university that they're out of again?
It's
the accredited Laboratory?
Wallet Hub.
Wallet Hub. That's right.
I think it's a think tank with offices at Harvard and Oxford and the Sorbonne.
Yep. They're definitely not just trying to get you to click and get a credit card. All right.
But, you know, they're taking information and they're crunching it, not knowing what the outcomes will be. But some of these make sense. Man, you hang out at a Walmart in West Virginia and you get a pretty good idea that, oh, there may be an obesity issue here. That was the most. You go to Cortez Walmart and you're just struck by the incredible physical fitness of everybody there.
Yeah, especially when you're there, Bill.
Yeah, it's intimidating to go to Walmart. Anyway, the other one, and this there's some sense into this one, the most charitable states in the union. And on this one, to be at the top as the most charitable state in the United States of America, according to Wallet Hub, who crunches lots of numbers to get this, the most charitable state is Utah. So way to go, Utah. Volunteering, service, giving, all these measures put Utah at the top of the list. So that's pretty cool. Colorado is 13th, so a great showing from Colorado. New Mexico, 49th, and Arizona, 50th. So very, very interesting, I think. Utah's the most charitable state, boasting the highest volunteer rate at 40%, the most volunteer hours per capita at 40 hours a year. Anyway, pretty good stuff. So those are our high-tech, this is numbers crunching at its best.
Yeah.
Obesity and charity. Like it.
Very good. Well, thanks for that, Bill. Again, the morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, longtime Monticello resident Ron Johnson passed away on Saturday. Funeral services for Ron are Friday, November 17th at 11 a.m. in South Jordan, Utah. We'll have his obituary in the San Juan Record this week. Memorial services for Kirk DeFond, age 71 of Moab, are November 17th at 3 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. A celebration of life service for David Lee Hune, age 62 of Summit Ridge, will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Cortez Elks Lodge. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Thanks for those, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on Red Rock 92.7.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Get Thanks Grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport and Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. It's Monday morning, 9:35 a.m. on this November 13.
Number one song today, 1982, Up Where We Belong by Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes. That's from a movie, An Officer and a Gentleman. We just heard that.
No, my reference for that, that's Muppet Treasure Island. That's where I know that song from.
An Officer and a Gentleman or Muppet Treasure Island?
Either one.
I'm going as fast as I can. In that song, it's kind of interesting. They didn't record that song together. They recorded it in separate studios, and the magic of 1982 technology blended it together. But
Seamlessly.
That was a seamless, yeah.
Really, really cool that they did that technology, and now Bill and I can do this. We're both at home right now in bed doing this morning show together, splicing it into the studio.
That's crazy. 41 years ago. Today in history, on November 13th, 1940, the movie Fantasia was released in theaters. Boy, that was a cutting-edge movie back in the day. And on November 13th, 1980, 40 years later, Raging Bull was released in theaters. Sadly, on this day in 2015, there were coordinated terrorist attacks in Paris that killed more than 130 people and injured more than 350. Today's National Hug a Musician Day, and today is World Kindness Day. So you need to be kind. People who constantly are kind produce 23% less cortisol, which is the stress hormone. So because of the lower levels of stress, people who practice kindness age slower than the average population. Yeah, so aging is kind to the kind. Aging is contagious. Researchers found that when people see someone else being kind, they're more likely to act kindly toward others themselves. And that lowers blood pressure. Emotional warmth releases the hormone oxytocin, which dilates blood vessels and lowers your blood pressure. So there's some medical reasons to be kind, but we just need to be kind, for heaven's sakes. I think we need some kindness in the world about now. It's also National Hug a Musician Day. Man, these musicians, they'll do anything to get attention. But today's Hug a Musician Day. So go out and hug a musician if you know one, and you do know some. Birthdays today. Actor Charles Bronson was born today in 1921. He died in 2003. He was the ultimate tough guy in movies. He was in The Magnificent Seven, Death Wish, Dirty Dozen. That was one tough guy, Charles Bronson. Actress Whoopi Goldberg is 68 years old today. Her real name, Karen Elaine Johnson. So it's not Whoopi. She was not born Whoopi Goldberg. She's Karen Elaine Johnson. I think that's three of the most common names around. She's one of 18 people who can claim the EGOT as a winner of an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. That's pretty impressive stuff there. There's only 18 of them. TV producer Gary Marshall was born today in 1934. He died in 2016. He produced lots of TV shows back in the 70s and 80s. Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy. So Robin Williams was a find of Gary Marshall. Happy Days produced a lot of stars. Laverne and Shirley, he went out and cast his sister, Penny Marshall, to be, was she Laverne? Yeah, she was Laverne. Anyway, so Gary Marshall and Penny Marshall are siblings. Birthdays today, we have a birthday today, November 13th, for Randy LaRose. Happy birthday, Randy. Weekend birthdays that we just passed include Cindy Christensen, Marilee Bay, Kelly Meyer Keys, Dakota Clements, and Cassie Boyle. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Word from sponsor, did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. We'll send you next to the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the area, and be back with the local and regional sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomon role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the On Air Job Fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our 4 branch locations or visit desertriverscu.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. The San Juan football team beat South Summit on Saturday 43-28 for their third straight 2A Utah State Championship. The Broncos had a fight on their hands with the Wildcats, but overcame to finish the season with an undefeated 12-0 record and a state-high 37-game winning streak. The Monticello Buckaroos made their second straight appearance in the eight-man championship game, but fell to the Rich Rebels in a tough 35-20 loss. Monticello was 7-5 on the season and entered the postseason ranked second behind Rich. The number one Mancos Blue Jays cruised past Sedgwick County 38-0 in the Colorado eight-man quarterfinals. They'll take on number four Lions in the semis this coming Saturday. Dove Creek suffered a 62-22 loss to those Lions in the quarterfinals. The Bulldogs finished the year 8-3. The Dove Creek volleyball team played an excellent 1A state tournament in Denver over the weekend. They beat Haxton in the first round, then lost to number one Marino in the second. From that point, they beat Chiraw, Otis, and number three McClave to battle back to the state semifinals and a rematch with Marino, but they fell to the Rams in straight sets, ending their season with an impressive 26-4 record. Marino, by the way, went on to win the state championship, winning every single set along the way. In the 2A Colorado volleyball tourney, Mancos suffered back-to-back losses to Plateau Valley and Strasburg, bringing an end to their season. The Blue Jays were 23-4 this year. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Another quick word from a sponsor. The morning show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in studio. And, man, we mentioned at the top of the show, San Juan Broncos, third straight win. Monticello, second appearance in the state title game in as many years. Pretty great weekend.
Yeah, Saturday was quite a day at SUU, Southern Utah University in Cedar City. I tell you what, this county emptied out.
Yeah.
In particular, the home stands, they filled that college stadium with Bronco Blue, and it was pretty impressive how many people went. And I haven't heard any reports of any break-ins in Blanding over the weekend, but I think they left a few people behind just in case. But wow, what a weekend, what a season. That was a great way. Finished the last day of the season with two teams playing and did a great job. I know Rhett's working hard, pulling things together. Wednesday morning, he generally has a segment on our show, and I think we'll have quite a segment there. And we're talking about possibly rebroadcasting the game at some point this week.
Yeah, we got the recording, so should probably some point this week we'll be sure to announce it, but hope to rebroadcast the championship game that San Juan won some point later this week. And often Rhett's able to have a good segment chatting with the coaching staff or some players, or we'll see what he can do. He's got
as the broadcast teams, we live or die these teams, and it's awesome to follow them throughout the year, and a little bit frustrating because we don't own the video streaming rights. Everybody's in the stadium anyway, but listening to that rebroadcast of Rhett and Art's call, I think is going to be awesome. I had some wonderful interviews after the game. It was a great call, so hope you can listen in when we rebroadcast that. We'll let you know.
Well, good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at the regional sports report. Over the weekend, the Arizona Cardinals defeated the Atlanta Falcons 25-23. Kyler Murray in the return with 249 passing yards for Arizona. Denver is in Buffalo tonight. The Broncos taking on the Bills. 6:15 p.m. is the kickoff. In the NBA over the weekend, the Phoenix Suns suffering a loss to the Lakers on Friday and then to the Thunder on Sunday, so 0-2 for Phoenix over the weekend. The Utah Jazz, meanwhile, they went and beat the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis 127-121. Lauri Markkanen with 26 points to lead the Jazz. And finally, the Denver Nuggets. Over the weekend, they played just one game as well. They were in Houston yesterday, and the Rockets getting the Suns 107, or the Rockets getting the Nuggets, 107-104. No regional games on Monday. So that'll do it for the regional sports report. We'll let you know about one more sponsor. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. That'll do it for the Regional Sports Report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.